What an extremely good reading. Thank you very much indeed. Now, for our all-age talk this morning, I've got a few things which I'm hoping you can help me with here at the front and that you can look after for me while we're waiting for them. So let me find some of these things and I'll see who would like to look after them. I'm on this funny dog's lead today so that we can all hear what I'm saying. Now, what do we have here? I've got two T-shirts that I'm hoping two people would look after. Would anyone like to look after one of my T-shirts? Could I give you this funny one? And you can pop it on now. It's very big. It'll go over everything else. And for you there, could you pop that on? It's very big. It will go over everything else. Now, I've got two other things for you to people might want to look after. Would anyone like to look after my little person? Would you? Could you look after that little person? And this is actually the most special one of all. Who would like to look after my picture of the cross? Young lady, could you please? And you can help her look after it as well. Thank you. We're going to come to those a little bit later in our talk. Now, just to test how much you can remember from what Kate was telling us at the start of the service, this is quite an easy question. But what is the name for this symbol? Can you tell me? Yes, young lady. Of course, it's a poppy. And what does a poppy help us remember? How would the soldiers? Yes. What would you say? The dead and the wounded for the wars in the past 100 years. In fact, it helps us remember those who fought in wars, some of whom gave their lives so that we can be safe and so that we can be free. And some of us here will know people who have fought and even died in wars, and today we remember them. Now, I've got another symbol over here on the back, and it's the symbol in the middle I'm thinking about. What's that symbol in the middle there? There's poppies around the edge, I know, but what's the one in the middle? Of course, it's one of our main symbols, isn't it, the cross? And what does the cross remind us of? Yes. Exactly, the cross reminds us of Jesus dying for us, because Jesus also gave his life so that we can be safe and so that we can be free. And today, we remember, as well as people who fought in wars, Jesus who died to rescue us. And our Bible reading today helps us understand what a wonderful and what an important rescue that was. So we're going to pray and ask for God's help as we think about the Bible reading together. Shall we pray? Lord God, we'll be thinking this morning with some things that are quite fun and some things that are visual. But please help all of us, young and old, to realize what an important, what a loving, and what a wonderful rescue Jesus dying for us is. Amen. Amen. So our reading helps us remember the cross and keep trusting in Jesus. And the first thing we see in our reading is the problem that Jesus died to rescue us from. Would someone help me with my poster here? Who would like to help with this? Is there someone who's quite tall? Yeah, actually, Matthew, and we'll come to you for the next one. Could you see if you can stick this as high as you can up on that board there? Thank you. I'll give you a hand if my wire is long enough. Well done. Yeah, we've done it. Up at the top, there we go. This, everyone, is the problem that Jesus died to rescue us from. Once, our sin separated us from God. Now, readers, we can see this in the service sheet in verse 21, where it says, "At one time you were separated from God. You were enemies in your minds because of your evil ways." Now, this is the situation that we were in before Jesus rescued us, before we put our trust in Jesus. You see, because God is perfect, our sin, the wrong things we think and say and do, the ways we disobey and ignore God, separated us from God. Our sin stopped us being God's friends. It stopped us coming close to God because God is perfectly good. And actually, we can show the problem on this picture here. So, young lady who's got a little person, we're going to stick the person onto the picture. Would you like to help me with that? Hold it up high so people can see. I know it looks a bit like an ice cream, but actually, it's a picture of a person. And we're going to show the problem here. We're going to stick him up here. Shall I help you? And we're going to stick him or her. It could be him or her. We don't know which one it is. But it's certainly not an ice cream, is it? No, we're going to stick them up there. Thank you. And you can sit down again. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem we had before Jesus rescued us. The gap between where we were and God stands for our sin. Our sin separated us from God. It stops us being friends with God before Jesus rescued us. And ladies and gentlemen, I should say, this is the most serious problem in all the world. You see, with our sin separating us from God, as it says in the verse, we were God's enemies. In our minds, we didn't want to be friends with God. We wanted to carry on sinning. And separated from God, well, we faced God's right punishment for our sin, which is separation from him forever. Now, boys and girls, look at this huge gap here. Do you think that person would be able to jump over that huge gap? No, certainly not. They couldn't. It would be like me trying to jump from here right to the very back of the hall. The gap is too big for us to solve ourselves. Sometimes we think we can solve the problem by trying to be better people. But actually, the problem of sin is so serious, it can only be solved by God. By God coming over to get us. By God doing something to bridge the gap. And that's what we learn about next, what God has done to rescue us. So who will help me with the second poster to put up? I think you were going to. And it's this red one. Can you stick it as close as you can below the one that Matthew put up, please? This is what God has done to rescue us. Jesus died for our sin. Again, readers, we see it in verse 22 on that order of service where it says, but because Christ died, God has brought you back to himself. Now, this is where you come in with the most special piece of all. We're going to put that on the diagram. Would you like to help me do that? Come on up. Where do you think that is going to fit on to this picture? Yeah, that's going to be one side. And shall we put it here on this side? There we go. Thank you. And please take your seat again. You see, Jesus' death takes away our sin and it makes a way for us to come back to God. Jesus is the one person who never sinned. Jesus never did anything wrong. He didn't deserve to be separated from God. He had no punishment to pay for his own sins. But Jesus loves us so much that he swapped places with us. He chose to take the punishment our sins deserve so that we don't have to and we can be forgiven. When Jesus died, he was separated from God so that we don't have to be. It is the most loving rescue ever. Jesus chose to die for our sin, to pay for it himself. Now, I heard a story from about 100 years ago when part of the British Army was camped out down in South Africa. See if you can picture this story. One day, the food and the drink in the store tent in the army camp was stolen. And the army police followed from the store tent a trail of footprints and of wrappers from the stolen food and drink, and they followed it back to the tent of a group of very tough soldiers. One of those very